Hello, everyone. I'm Kara Winowski, the marketing manager here at BioOrigin Specialty Products, and I am sitting down today with the MG sales team. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
My name is Jeff Wessel, director of sales on the MG side of our business. I've been with the company 44 years and a few months. So I started my career, been with the same company all the way along, spent my first 30 years working at one of our mills, had a variety of technical and quality roles. And about 14 years ago, made a leap over to the sales side of our business.
And my name's Chris Lawless. I've been with the company now for about 3.5 years, and I've been in the paper industry now since 1997.
Perfect. So we've heard from the tissue side of the company. Can you talk a little bit about the specialty paper side of the company?
Yeah, I'll go first there, Chris. So, you know, on our MG side, there are different markets that we're serving. Primarily, we offer waxing base papers, pre-waxed, both dry waxed and waxed off machine, that allow us to apply varying levels of wax, anywhere from a pound and a half up to 8 pounds of wax, and also do some wet waxing offline. Other products are just in the MG, machine glazed, and specialty paper markets.
And with our recent rebrand to BioOrigin Specialty Products, how has our product offering changed?
Well, really, Kara, the most significant change in our offering has been the elimination of harmful chemicals in our paper-making process. All of our papers are really built to be safe for the planet. And today, we're even making wax papers using bio-based wax that can result in a structure that's fully compostable with wax on it. We're always evaluating new technologies that are out in the marketplace so we can increase the performance of our specialty papers to meet our customer needs.
I love that we've moved away completely from harmful chemicals and that we can say all of our products are safe for the environment and for consumers. And speaking of which, what are some of the products that our paper is used for?
So the different markets and products that we're offering today focus in the food service, food prep, and packaging and laminating type products or markets. So I expand upon that a little bit. You know, food service is primarily quick service restaurants or QSRs, as it be referred to, our inline dry wax papers. Sweet spots there are 16 pound up to about 25 pound basis weights. Those are used primarily in sheeted form or interfolded applications. Some of that product is printed as it goes into the sheeted format. Inline wax papers provide barrier and release qualities to food that is wrapped. In some applications, we'll see customers actually doing their own waxing. This is where we're supplying a waxing-based product. Those applications are generally require a wax over a print. I guess you would see those used in mainly like basket liner applications, if you can visualize that. Food prep areas, these are papers that are generally wax off machine. They typically require higher levels of wax, which is different than what we can do on the paper machine. There are various wax formulas that are incorporated. These all deliver different types of barrier and or release characteristics into those papers. So I mentioned, you know, in the QSR world, you know, typically we see papers with around a pound and a half of wax. And in some of these specialty applications, we'll put on 5 pounds or 8 pounds of wax onto the paper. Some applications there, it's pretty much all sheeted material, but it can be used in meat or cheese processing. acting as an interleaver between the layers of food. In the area of MG, flexible packaging and laminating, the lighter weight flexible packaging uses, such as pouch stocks that could be paper, polyfoil, laminated constructions. You see a lot that's used in candy wrapping. And then there are some other applications where our sheet is in a pouch and it's on the, it'll appear in the outer layer of that construction.
And you both recently just went to an event, SustPack, in Chicago. How was that?
It was a really great conference. We're able to hear from a lot of organizations, including brand owners, retailers, converters, and suppliers all across the supply chain, and how everyone is really working to reduce our global dependency on plastics. Paper really is a great alternative for several packaging applications. It's not the solution for every application, but certainly can be applied in a number of them presently out there. And Biorigen Specialty Products is working on those applications and looking to see where it is that we can fit into that spectrum.
There seemed to be a bit of a debate between plastic uses and paper uses. There was one of the presenters that said it really well, and that was that we should use paper packaging when we can, and only use plastic packaging when or where it's needed. There were also some other key discussions around, you know, the compostability and recyclability, and which stream is really more important. And I think both of them, you know, have their specific applications. But if you look at for us in our world, in the paper world, having products that we're able to recycle, reuse, and ultimately reduce the demand on virgin fiber is a much better position for the paper market. At Biorigen, we have, you know, many products that have been certified as BPI compostable. Most of our products are recyclable, and all of our mills are certified under SFI or FSC certification, which really strengthens the whole forestry sustainability initiative. There were some discussions we had with some plastic suppliers, interestingly enough, and both in the plastic world and in the paper world, we're faced with hurdles as we try to incorporate recycled fibers into our streams. And what we encounter is many times the recycled fiber, especially for us where we need to have materials that are qualified for FDA food contact, those fiber streams can be more expensive than what virgin fiber costs us. And I heard that same comment from a couple of different people in the plastics world, you know, that they encountered that same hurdle.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining me and talking all about our MG specialty paper side of the business. And thank you to everyone who tuned in. If you want to learn more about Biorigen Specialty Products and what we do, visit our website at biorigensp.com and follow us on social media at biorigensp. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kara.
All right, Kara. Thanks.